Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, February 25th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, U.S. regulators are weighing today the safety of a new technology that aims to eradicate genetic disorders in children by combining the DNA of three people, not two. That's right. This new technology is going to have one father and two mothers, which some people say could lead to designer babies. Now, this procedure is basically going to take a healthy donor DNA and take out the material that'll be from the mother, which would determine things like hair color and intelligence, and then splice that with the healthy mitochondria DNA from the donor's material. So this isn't the first time that scientists have attempted to disrupt the actions of mitochondria DNA to help fight disease, nor is it the first time the FDA has considered the issue. From 1997 to 2003, about 30 children worldwide were born using a method that injected donor mitochondria DNA into eggs after they were fertilized. Now, the first baby born with this technique was reported in 1997. But in 2003, the FDA told fertility clinics that genetically manipulated embryos were considered a biological product and subject to regulation. So there's the catch. They're considered a biological product subject to regulation, much like we saw Monsanto patented their seeds. Are they going to patent these kids? I mean, are they going to be afforded the same rights as your average person? Because they're here, they're not considering them a real human. They're considering them a product. Where does it end? Now, before you think that scientists are going to start doing some weird stuff with these designer babies, think again. They've already begun working on this technology. We've already seen what scientists are willing to do when they play God. They've taken spider silk and injected it into goats and made these spider goats that give this bulletproof material. And they have no problem eradicating the honeybees with their genetically modified foods. We have human rabbit clones. Science, of course, has made major breakthroughs in drug research and transplant technology by experimenting on chimeras, which is a human-animal hybrid. And Jesse Ventura stormed the gates of the Yerkes Primate Research Facility in Georgia to demand to know the truth on these humanzees, which he believes are already walking amongst us in a sort of Planet of the Apes-esque scenario. But where does it end? And the fact is, if these children end up having other children, what's to say that there's not going to be some new sort of genetic disease that is the result of this? Mother Nature has a way of filling in the gaps. We've reported before on how the influenza vaccine, children getting the influenza vaccine are now coming down with stronger and more virulent forms of the flu. And then there's also the cases of the pertussis vaccine. While it might have eradicated the pertussis strain, it is now creating a new form of Bordetella parapertussis, which is giving children whooping cough-like symptoms. But it's not actually the whooping cough. It's this whole new disease that's being created. So here, is this just Mother Nature sort of filling in the gaps with this technology that we don't even really know what the long-term effects are going to be of messing with the human genome? Is this potentially the cause of the mysterious polio-like illness that's affected a number of children in California? 20 cases have been reported statewide since 2012 when doctors started seeing children with severe weakness or rapid paralysis in the arms or legs, sometimes after a mild respiratory illness. Now, it never states anywhere in this article whether any of these children received a polio vaccine, so it's kind of curious that the doctor, Dr. Van Haren, who's a pediatric neurologist studying some of these cases, says that polio vaccines do not protect children from the disease, but he stressed that it's still very important for children to receive that vaccine. So that is something that is extremely curious, much like we have the flu vaccine, which is now mutating and causing new strains of the flu. Are we messing around with nature and science eradicating polio and creating a new form of polio that, even though the number 20 doesn't seem very large, it's actually an alarming number to have this new thing and just in areas in California. So again, you know, you're messing with Mother Nature, and there are going to be repercussions. But the frightening and really sad reality is that if any of these results from these case studies go against the vaccine industry, there's just too much money behind Big Pharma, too much power for us to probably get any truth about those results. David Knight has more on that.
Remember when James Clapper was pointedly asked,
does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
He can't even look Senator Wyden in the eye. And soon after, the Snowden documents proved that it was a blatant lie. But Clapper isn't the only bureaucrat to lie under oath in congressional testimony. Back in November 2012, the CDC said this.
Vaccines and their components did not increase the risk for autism.
But after 10 years and 100 FOIA requests, Dr. Brian Hooker has uncovered documentary evidence that the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, did, in fact, conduct studies on the link between autism and thimerosal, the preservative in vaccines that is 50% mercury by weight. Thimerosal was used in most childhood vaccines and the Rogam shot for pregnant women prior to the early 2000s. What Dr. Hooker found was that data on over 400,000 infants born between 1991 and 1997, which was analyzed by a CDC epidemiologist, proves unequivocally that in 2000, CDC officials were informed internally of the very high risk of autism, non-organic sleep disorder, and speech disorder associated with thimerosal exposure. In fact, a study on the very topic of thimerosal and autism was presented at a conference and therefore required the approval of top CDC officials prior to the presentation. The 1999 study was entitled Increased Risk of Developmental Neurologic Impairment After High Exposure to Thimerosal Containing Vaccines in the First Month of Life. Did the CDC cover up studies and data that linked thimerosal to autism in order to help big pharmaceutical companies? Dr. Hooker points out that the former director of the CDC, which purchases $4 billion worth of vaccines annually, is now the president of Merck's vaccine division.
Until the wonderful people like us introduce vaccinations to Africa, the African children basically were autism-free. They never heard of autism, never had a case of Down. Are you familiar with that? Have you ever heard that before?
Well, the revolt against the Western-backed takeover of the Ukraine has intensified. Russian-speaking Ukrainians in Crimea are resisting the Western banker takeover of their country by installing a Russian mayor in the town of Sevastopol as part of an emerging revolt against the U.S.-backed coup d'etat that saw the overthrow of their democratically elected president. The Russian military has also moved in to secure the city against opposition militants. Now, meanwhile, in an effort to afford the coup some kind of legitimacy, the Ukrainian parliament voted in favor of trying Yanukovych before the International Criminal Court. And this was a development that came shortly after it was revealed that a secretive British investigators are combing central Kiev for any evidence that the government snipers were massacring demonstrators. Now, a report says that the investigators, who do not wish to be identified, say they have already pinpointed four sniper positions. So, in other words, the British Foreign Office has already deployed agents in Kiev to either manufacture or plant evidence, which will subsequently be used to demonize Yanukovych as a barbarian who ordered the massacre of protesters. Now, this is much like the situation that we saw with Syria, where immediately after the chemical weapons incident there, the U.S. said that it was definitely the Assad regime, although we had evidence that showed that it probably more likely came from the Western-backed rebels. And then they deployed their agents in to go and collect all of this evidence to say, yes, of course, this happened. And now we're seeing it here with the opposition in the Ukraine, who is also Western-backed. So it's the same scenario. It's the repeat the lie over and over again, and people will believe it. But the thing that's the shame is that you have, both in Syria and in the Ukraine, you have these citizens, people that are fighting for freedom. They're fighting a grassroots revolution. They probably don't even realize that they have been co-opted. And here you have a situation where the people in the Ukraine are being put through an absolutely horrible incident. Either way you look at it, it's not going to be good for them. They are basically caught in the middle of this massive tug of war between the East and West. The Ukraine is now a battleground to fight this proxy war. And either way it ends up for the Ukrainians isn't going to be great. They're either going to be dominated by Russia or the EU and the U.S. So either scenario isn't really great from them. But one thing is for certain, that the ties between Russia and the U.S. are their good standing, their friendly relations are over. After the U.S. failed to take out Russia's ally in Syria, now they have helped to fuel this violent revolution right on Russia's borders. So, of course, that is certainly the end of the friendly ties between the U.S. and Russia. So we'll have to stay tuned on that, but we're definitely seeing that kind of ramping up the propaganda there in that respect. But the question of how much the Ukrainian revolution was driven by external influences versus a real grassroots effort is now going to be put to the test, because some people in the Ukraine are demanding that the right to bear arms be included in their new constitution. So the Ukrainian Gun Owners Association has announced that it will start to work on the preparation of amendments to the constitution, which will provide an unconditional right for the Ukrainian citizens to bear arms. Their press release states, "People should have the right to bear arms. Authorities should not and will not be stronger than its people. Armed people are treated with respect." Absolutely. Now, whether or not the Ukrainians are able to secure the right to bear arms remains to be seen, because the EU puppet government that is sure to be set up there isn't likely to grant them this right based on Europe's very strict gun laws. But like I mentioned before, the situation that's happening there in the Ukraine is very important for Americans to witness, because it's just further proves the need for the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. The exact way it was written is the way the founding fathers meant for it to be interpreted. Now stick around, because we've got a lot more coming up.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Is throwing a snowball worthy of a felony charge? Police in Chicago seem to think so, as a 13-year-old has been charged with aggravated battery to a police officer for allegedly tossing the icy projectile, a charge that the boy denies. In Georgia, no one is denying that a 17-year-old future Marine was killed when he opened his front door for an officer. Witnesses say that the officer, there to serve a warrant for the boy's father, fired upon the teen who was holding a Nintendo Wii controller. Police claim that the teen was holding a gun at the time of the incident. The shooting is still under investigation. Police in Hawthorne, California beat a deaf man, reportedly mistaking his hand signs for aggression. Officers thought the hearing-impaired gentleman was stealing his own property and grabbed his arms, impairing his ability to communicate with his hands. The man was then tased and beaten by police, according to his attorney. We've seen that even filming police can get you into trouble, with reports of alleged assault from police for the simple act of filming police activities. Back in 2011, InfoWars reported on how police threatened to throw a man in prison for life for daring to film his encounter with the authorities. Eventually, the charges were dropped and the Supreme Court upheld the right to film police. Even though this right was solidified some years ago, last year, women in Illinois were arrested for filming the installation of a smart meter that they did not desire. And on this topic of cameras, it's a good thing that cameras were rolling last week when a jogger was taken into custody by the Austin Police Department. The young woman was supposedly uncooperative when police attempted to intercept her for the heinous crime of jaywalking. Eyewitnesses state that the officers grabbed the woman from behind, instigating her standoffish attitude. Police dispute that claim, saying that the woman knew that it was officers who were approaching her. Reports state that she was officially arrested for failing to identify to the officers. And on the topic of APD, this is the same police department who shot an unarmed man in the back last year while fleeing away from an officer. They say that the man was allegedly at a bank to commit a fraud, but even if he was, that is not a capital offense. But it's not all bad. Massachusetts police recently threw a surprise party for an autistic boy who had few friends. And we see these from time to time, police playing football with the kids or buying the kids free ice cream cones and so forth. We need to see these type of things more often. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
of this month, Forbes reported on the fact that California is using a black ops weather control technology to combat their dwindling water supply. Now, the Forbes reports that the cloud seeding will involve spraying fine particles of silver iodide into cloud systems to produce rain, much like they did during Operation Popeye in Vietnam. Now, the U.S. signed a U.N. convention which outlawed the military use of weather weaponry to apparently prevent the government from engaging in cloud seeding activities, but this hasn't stopped the state of California from dabbling in this technology. What could go wrong? Am I right? You know, well, critics of Operation Popeye claimed that the cloud seeding had contributed to devastating typhoons and all that flooding that took place in Vietnam in 1971. Well, back in 2011, we spoke with the father of weaponized weather, Ben Livingston, and he was directly involved with the cloud seeding activity in Vietnam.
My name is Ben Livingston. I'm the first person to ever see a cloud with the intention to cause it to do military damage. I know I can say that, and I did it several times before the next person did it.
Tell me what these clouds are we're looking at.
Well, these clouds were located up in the southern part of North Vietnam, and we needed to make rain down on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, Highway 1. But there weren't any real clouds around. There were a number, this was the end of the monsoon season, but there were a number of these small clouds that barely reached the freezing level, and by putting a small amount of silver iodide in there, we got them to collect and start to build. And as they built, we just worked on the largest tower in the group until in a very short time. We had clouds that were...
You told me this cloud got 14 inches of...
Well, this cloud, of course, this is all the same cloud.
I was cleared top secret. Eyes only. I was as high as you could get. I got interested in weather modification when I was a farm boy. I never could understand why the clouds wasn't bigger, had a little more shade, and was chopping at cotton. So I got in the Navy... I managed to get into meteorology school, and I think that's really where I learned the most of my physics. I was assigned to the typhoon squadron in Guam, where I served for 3 years as a flat meteorologist and meteorological engineer. From there, I came back to additional school at Texas A&I University down in Kingsville, and from Kingsville, they sent me to the Hurricane Hunters squadron in Jacksonville, Florida. That squadron, of course, had just become involved in Project Storm Fury. So when I reported to that duty station as a meteorological engineer, I was immediately designated the military member of the Storm Fury Advisory Board. We were doing quite a lot of testing work out over the test range at China Lake, California, where we drop cloud seeding flares or silver iodide generators into clouds or just where we wanted to see what the reaction was. And it was there when I learned for sure that you could really change a cloud by the amount of silver iodide you put in and where you put it.
This cloud here, from the time it started raining till it quit, it put out a little over 14 inches of precipitation.
What did that do to the North Vietnamese?
Well, it just washed all the roads out, and there was a bridge attached to a mountain that they'd bombed and could not get rid of it. This heavy rain washing out down that river took that bridge out.
So you guys finally got it done.
This was on October 13th. These are cloud seeding dispensing units on the side of C-130s. As you can see, these dispensers held 52 units. And under here on this F-4, we had these camouflaged so they looked like they were...
Did you fly those?
Yes.
You piloted the F-4?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're a jet pilot too, huh?
Yeah, I did these. I did these for about 7 years.
You fly them all, huh? That's neat.
And these were our own airplanes, the airplanes I had in my commercial flight team business. See? I had a Duke and a turbocharged Duke, of course, and Cessna 310 and a turbo 210, and we built the flares that built them into the wings of our airplane so that they caused as little resistance as possible or drag as possible. And this right here, these are pyrotechnics that we've cut in sections and fused them so that they could burn either singles or a pair, or cut half in two, or cut in three pieces, or cut in five pieces. So you can see, obviously, here, although these are dispensed in the vertical, they are essentially a horizontal cloud seeding device. See? That's how we made these clouds, like in Vietnam, work, because we could take a cloud, take a pyrotechnic like this, that had a little bitty piece in it, and we'd fly by and just barely touch the cloud with one part. So that kept from blowing the thing apart, blowing the cloud up. But what we would do, and like in Carla or Rita, those kind of clouds, we would maybe use... This is just one. This is one cloud seeding device here, cut into five pieces. But in one like this, you may be flying 350 miles an hour, kicking one out every 200 or 300 meters, and just essentially seed the whole area on the horizontal, and the whole top would blow away.
Amazing.
We were the first ones to fly into hurricanes for the purpose of modifying them, if you will. That was Project Storm Fury. I began to be extremely confident that we could do whatever we, about what we wanted to with a hurricane. The Project Storm Fury had been going on since 1961, and they had already done, or had done two experiments, one in 61 and 63. Well, by 1964, when I was there in 1964, I wrote the plan and started to have them track and a mission for every flight that was on the hurricane cloud seeding experiments. So we had documentation for everything. Operation and Project Storm Fury are very positive. His report said that we claim they should consider now if a hurricane heads straight towards Miami. Some wanted to continue hurricane reductions, and the other part did not want to. It was a political football. And there are people that were wanting to do more pure research and less application engineering wanted to kill Project Storm Fury. So they built up an artificial barrier that prevented hurricanes from ever qualifying to be experimented or seeded for damage reduction. NOAA research people came up with data that suggested that if a hurricane went through a certain little geographical area, there was no history in 100 years that a hurricane had been through that area ever reached land. So they made a requirement that the storm must go through this area of, I call it an area of improbability, before it would qualify for hurricane damage reduction attention. So after about 10 years, no hurricanes went through there, and the people, that is the scientists who didn't want to spend money on aircraft reconnaissance, decided, well, it's just too expensive. We can't wait any longer. So they killed the project altogether.
Now you can watch the rest of that documentary as well as all of our other content at PrismPlanet.tv. Please become a member today, and you can get unlimited access to all of that nightly news, the special reports, and all of our movies and ebooks. That's it for tonight. Join us here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.